This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1362. IELTS Grammar, prefer to or prefer then?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In IELTS Speaking Part 1, there are always questions about preferences. Today, you'll learn the correct grammar for these answers, when to use to, and when to use rather than with the verb prefer. Plus, you'll get sample IELTS Part 1 answers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aubrey, I have an IELTS Speaking Part 1 question for you. Are you ready?
Awesome. Yes. Give it to me.
All right. Do you prefer to watch movies in the cinema or at home?
At home, by far, which has changed recently. I used to definitely prefer going to the theater and getting the popcorn and the candy and the drinks, but now I'd much rather be comfortable. Yeah. Actually, in my bed, I have a huge TV in my bedroom now, and I opt for waiting until something is streaming. I can watch it basically for free in the comfort of my own home.
See, I'm the opposite. I prefer watching movies in the cinema to watching movies at home. You know, that's just me. I love going to the movies. But the point of this, guys, is we are using grammar that we're teaching you today that is a very useful for speaking part one, because there are so many speaking part one questions that ask you to choose one, right? What do you prefer? So we had a great grammar question from a student about this verb prefer. Aubrey, can you read that student question, please?
Yes. Our student said, "Hi, thanks for your educational episodes. I heard the one about different from and different than. What about prefer to and prefer than? My understanding is always to use to for prefer." So this student is referring to episode 1349, IELTS Grammar, different from or different than. This was amazing. Scroll back if you missed it, and definitely hit follow if you missed it, because you're missing amazing episodes.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a good question. And I know natives make this mistake a lot. I probably do too. I'm curious, the question you asked me at the top of the episode, were you listening? Did I mess up the grammar?
You did not, because
okay, good.
The only way we mess it up is when we're comparing the two things.
Gotcha.
Okay? So we are going to get into the rules of prefer today, the grammar rules, and then we're going to give you some more examples using this grammar in response to real IELTS Speaking Part 1 questions. So you are going to definitely learn these rules today, guys, because you will hear them in context in IELTS answers towards the end of today's episode. So here we go, guys. Now, prefer then or prefer to? Here's the thing. Let's start off by listening to a couple sentences, and I want you guys to think about if what sounds correct to you. All right, listeners? Okay. So here are two sentences. Now, Aubrey, I want you to tell me what sounds correct to you. Okay. I prefer exercises in...
Bleh. That sounds incorrect.
Sound correct.
Start it.
Okay, that was great. All right. I prefer exercising in a group rather than by myself. Or I prefer exercising in a group to exercising by myself.
They both sound pretty correct to me. Honestly, I feel
you
like
too.
The second one sounds more incorrect to say I prefer exercising in a group to by myself. It sounds very informal, and I feel like I don't hear it very often. What about you?
I'm the same. I'm in the same boat. I think natives misuse this verb all the time because we always say, I prefer this thing rather than this thing. But actually, guys, grammatically, that is incorrect. The correct way to use prefer when we're comparing two things could be infinitive verb, verb ing, or a noun. Those are the three things we can compare, right? Technically, we're supposed to use two. We're supposed to say, I prefer exercising in a group to exercising by myself. That's technically correct.
Yes, or for nouns, I prefer books to movies, instead of the incorrect, I prefer books rather than movies. But you will hear natives make this mistake. This is a tricky one for IELTS, where an examiner who's very well educated might be listening for this, and you do want to get this grammar correct on IELTS, but in day-to-day conversations, at least in the US, you'll hear this mistake. It's not the end of the world if you make it, but it does matter for the IELTS exam.
Exactly, exactly. We cannot try to like just hope that the examiner isn't a very strict grammarian or doesn't know these rules. You don't know what examiner you're going to get. So we need to know the rules, especially for these sentences we are likely to say. Again, this is a function on IELTS speaking that a lot of questions ask you to perform, the comparing function. This happens in part one and part three, every single exam, different topics, you're still going to have to compare.
Exactly. And so that last, what you asked me at the top of the episode, if I were to say, I prefer watching movies at home more than in a theater, this is actually incorrect. The way you would want to say that is, I prefer watching movies at home to in a theater. So it might sound a little strange, definitely something that you would need to practice so that it feels natural,
definitely,
so that it feels correct.
Definitely. Because to my ears in daily conversation, that sounds weird. The correct way sounds weird to me. I prefer watching movies at home to watching movies in a theater, right? That sounds weird to me. But I think that's because it is a more formal grammar rule that natives just sort of put aside in daily speaking. I think this is likely that you'll see this in writing for sure. But again, on IELTS, guys, where we can, again, your grammar won't be perfect, okay? But where we can, we want to use the very technically correct grammar when possible. And so this is really a strategic thing today, guys, because again, like this is grammar that you will use on the speaking exam. So let's make sure it's correct.
Yeah, so we want to share one sort of exception here that's interesting. So prefer is usually followed by to, like we were just saying. Mm-hmm. But the exception is when this verb is followed by a to infinitive, like to dance, to sing, right? A verb with to, rather than is used. So let's give some examples.
All right. So we could say, for example, they prefer to dance rather than sing. So I think the thing here is like, we don't want to say to all the time. We just don't want to repeat that to in the sentence, right? So again, if prefer is followed by to dance, then you can say rather than. All right. That's the only time though. Here's another example. My mom preferred to retire early rather than work till she was 70.
It's interesting because it sort of highlights how grammar pays attention to vocabulary repetition, just like IELTS does.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. I think there are a lot of grammar rules built around keeping us from repeating certain prepositions because it feels clunky and awkward. So we avoid it.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's get to some examples. All right, guys. So we're going to throw out some more example sentences, and then we're going to answer some speaking part one questions using today's grammar. All right, Aubrey, what are some more examples of today's grammar?
Yeah. So if you're asked about on IELTS speaking about cooking at home versus eating in restaurants, you might say, last week I was super busy and ate out every day, though I usually prefer cooking at home to eating out.
Nice.
I corrected it because I had written it with rather than. That's funny. At least I was able to correct my mistake.
That's fantastic. I know, it's tricky. because this isn't the first grammar rule that we go to in our heads when we're speaking English. All right, here's another example, guys. When I'm traveling, I prefer to fly first class rather than to skimp and fly coach. All right, there's some good vocab there as well. So skimp is like when you're saving money, but in a way that is that causes discomfort.
Yes, exactly right, to make it cheaper. And I'm looking at the sentence. This is such tricky grammar. I'm really glad we're highlighting this today. But as I wrote this one too, I guess it should be rather than skimp, right? To avoid the repetition of two, right? I prefer to fly first class rather than skimp and fly coach. This is that exception we showed you because you're saying prefer to fly, this infinitive to fly. That's when rather than is accepted, preferable. That's the correct grammar rather than skimp, meaning save money, and fly coach.
So coach, guys, coach is what we call that class of the airplane that is just average, normal. Everybody buys that, right? That's like the cheapest option on an airplane. All right, here's another example, guys. And this time, this is an example with nouns, all right? If you have to talk about foods you like, you could say, I prefer salty to sweet. So again, the fallback rule, if you're in doubt, you're using prefer, you're going to use to, right? I prefer noun to noun. I prefer verb to verb. Okay, so that's the essence of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and we just want to highlight how often you're asked questions on the IELTS exam that you might use this for. Like you said, Jessica, you're asked about your opinions, your preferences all the time. You might be asked, do you prefer to watch movies in the cinema or at home, like Jessica asked me? Or do you prefer to study in a group or by yourself? These types of questions about preferences are super common. Part one, part two, really often.
So let's do this, Aubrey. Let's ask sort of rapid fire questions here. Speaking part one questions, but we're only going to answer with one sentence just to show you today's grammar. All right.
Okay, let's, perfect. That's fun.
Let's do this. All right. First question. Do you prefer to watch movies in the cinema or at home?
I prefer watching movies at home to going to the cinema.
Nice.
And what about you? Do you prefer to study in a group or by yourself?
I prefer studying by myself to studying in a group for sure.
I know you do all the work and get everyone gets the credit.
Worst. Not fair. Oh, my son has that same problem in school. I'm like, I know. We're hard workers, us right. In the family. All right. What is your favorite kind of weather, Aubrey?
Hot take. I prefer rainy days to sunny days.
Nice. Well, you should move to Portland.
I know, exactly.
It is raining right now, actually. Okay.
Okay, here's your question. Are you a good cook?
Oh, no, I am not a good cook. That is why I prefer eating in a restaurant to eating at home every time. Nice. All right. And what if it's a speaking part two question, right? Let's think of an example here. So what if you have to describe your last vacation?
Oh, I could definitely use that example about traveling coach, right? When I'm traveling, I prefer to splurge and fly first class rather than skimp and fly coach. Love that.
Nice. So splurge and skimp, great opportunity to learn two vocabulary words as opposites. Splurge is to spend a lot of money and skimp is to save a lot of money. Love it. All right, guys. So the grammar takeaway today is that this grammar is important because in IELTS speaking part one, especially, you are going to be asked questions about preferences. So if you are comparing two things with prefer, we say, I prefer verb ing to verb ing, or I prefer noun to noun. And then what is rather than, Aubrey?
Yes. And for rather than in general, you can just avoid it to know that you'll for sure get it right, right? Just use to instead. And then there is this exception that if you're using a to infinitive, to plus a base verb, then you'll say rather than.
Exactly. Awesome.
Let's definitely do a Spotify poll because I want to know all of your answer to the question Jessica asked me. Do you prefer watching a movie at home or going to a movie in the theater? And you're going to select your Spotify poll, but also practice answering this question using today's grammar.
Nice. I love it. I love it. All right. Fantastic, guys. So remember to hit follow so you don't miss an episode. We have a great bonus episode recently from our Business English podcast. We brought one to you here on the IELTS Energy feed. So hit follow right now, guys, so you don't miss any of those extras that we bring to you. All right, guys. Have a great day. And Aubrey, I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.